Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. This is the Bible School that is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. I'm going to tell you about that in just a moment. While I am, I want you to be getting your Bibles and be turning to Genesis chapter 43. And we're going to begin reading in Genesis chapter 43 and verse 29. We've been studying about Joseph, the preserver of his people. And we're looking at some of the background of the Sunday school lesson we're going to be discussing in just a moment. And so you'll want to read with us the remainder of Genesis chapter 43 and Genesis chapter 44. And then we'll return to the text of our study. Now, while you're turning your Bible there, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now I would like us to begin where we left off in our reading in our last class session, in Genesis chapter 43 and in verse 29. And what has happened now? The brothers of Joseph have returned with money in their sacks, and they brought Benjamin with them this time into Egypt, and they are before Joseph. And Joseph has returned to them Simeon, and so now there are 11 brothers standing before Joseph. That's making 12 in all. And Joseph is working with his brothers in this regard, and people wonder, why is Joseph doing all of this? And why is he sending his brothers back and forth? And it appears to me, though the text doesn't explicitly say this, it appears to me he's trying to get Benjamin into the land with him and to send his brothers home without Benjamin, without revealing to them that it is he that is Joseph, their brother. And that way Joseph and Benjamin can be together and send the other 10 brothers home to their father, Jacob. Well, that's not going to work out exactly the way it appears that Joseph has that planned, and we shall see as this story develops. We read in Genesis chapter 43 and verse 29 that Joseph lifted up his eyes and saw Benjamin, his brother, his mother's son, and said, "Is this your youngest brother of whom you spake unto me?" And they said, "God be gracious unto thee, my son." And Joseph made haste, for his heart yearned over his brother, and he sought where to weep. And he entered into his chamber and wept there. And he washed his face and came out, and he refrained himself and said, "Set on bread." And they set on for him by himself and for them by themselves, for the Egyptians that did eat with him by themselves, because the Egyptians might not eat bread with the Hebrews, for that is an abomination unto the Egyptians. And they set before him the firstborn, according to his birthright, and the youngest according to his youth. And the men marveled with one another. And he took and sent masses unto them from them. But Benjamin's mess was 5 times so much as any is theirs. And they drank and were merry with him. Genesis chapter 44. And he commanded the steward of his house, saying, "Fill the men's sacks with food, as much as they can carry, and put every man's money in his sack's mouth, and put my cup, the silver cup, in the sack's mouth of the youngest, and his grain money." And he did according to the word that Joseph had spoken. As soon as the morning was light, the men were sent away, they and their asses, and they were gone out of the city, and were not yet far off. Joseph said to his steward, "Up, follow after the men, and when thou dost overtake them, say to them, 'Wherefore have ye rewarded evil for good, Is not this that which is my Lord drinketh, and whereby he indeed divineth? Ye have done evil in so doing. And he overtook them, and spake unto them these words. And they said unto him, Wherefore speaketh my Lord such words as thee? Far be it from thy servants that they should do such a thing. Behold, the money which we found in our sacks' mouths we brought again unto thee out of the land of Canaan. How then should we steal out of thy Lord's house silver or gold? With whomsoever of thy servants it be found, let him die, and we also will be as our Lord's bondmen. And he said, Now also, let it be according to your words. He with whom it is found shall be my bondman, and ye shall be blameless. Then they hastened and took down every man his sack to the ground, and opened every man his sack. And he searched, and began at the eldest, and left off at the youngest. And the cup was found in Benjamin's sack. And they rent their clothes, and laden every man his ass, and returned to the city. And Judah and his brethren came to Joseph's house, and he was yet there. And they fell before him on the ground. And Joseph said unto them, What deed is this that ye have done? Know ye not that such a man as I can indeed divine? And Judah said, What shall we say unto thee, my lord? What shall we speak? Or how shall we clear ourselves? God hath found out the iniquity of thy servants. Behold, we are thy lord's bondmen, both we, and he also in whose hand the cup is found. And he said, Far be it from me that I should do so. The man in whose hand the cup is found, he shall be my bondman. But as for you, get ye up in peace and go to your father. Then Judah came near and said unto him, To say, O my lord, let my servant, I pray thee, speak a word in my lord's ears. And let not thine anger burn against thy servant, for thou art even as Pharaoh. My lord asked his servant, saying, Have ye a father or a brother? And said we unto my lord, We have a father, an old man, and a child of his old age, a little one. And his brother is dead, and he alone is left of his mother, and his father loveth him. And thou saidst unto thy servants, Bring him down to me, that I may set mine eyes upon him. And we said unto my lord, The lad cannot leave his father, for if he should leave his father would die. And thou saidst unto thy servants, Except your younger brother come down with you, ye shall see my face no more. And it came to pass, when we came up to thy servant, my father, we told him the words of my lord, and our father said, Go again, buy us a little food. And we said, We cannot go down. If our younger brother be with us, then we will go down, for we may not see the man's face, except our youngest brother be with us. And thy servant, my father, said unto us, Ye know that my wife bare me two sons, and the one went out from me. And I said, Surely he is torn in pieces, and I have not seen him since. And if ye take this one also from me, and harm befall him, ye will bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to Sheol. Now therefore, when I come to thy servant, my father, and the lad is not with us, seeing that his life is bound up in the lad's life, it will come to pass, when he seeth that the lad is not with us, that he will die, and thy servants will bring down the gray hairs of thy servant our father with sorrow to Sheol. For thy servant became surety for the lad unto my father, saying, If I bring him not unto thee, then shall I bear the blame unto my father forever. Now therefore let thy servant, I pray thee, abide instead of the lad, a bondman unto my lord, and let the lad go up with his brethren. For how shall I go up to my father if the lad be not with me, lest I see the evil that shall come upon my father? Now that is the end of the reading that we are asked to read as a part of this Sunday school lesson. It is really the high point and the critical point and the turning point of this whole story about Joseph. And while we've been reading about Joseph all this time, at this very critical juncture, at this climax in this story, it is Judah that becomes the hero instead of Joseph for his willingness to take the place of his little brother Benjamin. Well, we'll get back to some of that as we go further, but we need to return to Elam's notes on this story of Joseph. It tells us that in Genesis 42 through 44, which we have read, that the dreams of Joseph, the fulfillment of which his brethren took every precaution to thwart, were literally fulfilled about 22 years after he had related them. And although they did not know him, Joseph knew his brethren instantly, but made himself strange unto them, and spake roughly with them, and imprisoned them 3 days as spies, doubtless to avoid suspicion that he was their brother, to more fully develop their dependence upon him, and discover their true condition of heart. They truly denied being spies, and stated clearly the facts that were the 12 brethren, one man's sons, and the youngest was at home, and that one was not. The third part of the lesson that we're reading from the Sunday school lesson, the first part being, one, the story of Joseph. Second, Joseph's brethren went into Egypt to buy grain. This third part is the conscious guilt that those brothers confessed among themselves. With guilty consciences, they confessed among themselves, not knowing that Joseph understood them, for he used an interpreter. Their sin in selling him, saying, "We are very guilty concerning our brother, and that we saw the distress of his soul when he besought us, and we would not hear. Therefore is this distress come upon us." And Reuben answered them, saying, "Spake I not unto you, saying, Do not sin against the child? And ye would not hear. Therefore also, behold, his blood is required." This terrible guilt they had carried these many years. Joseph turned himself about from them and wept, leaving Simeon bound in prison as a pledge. They pledged to return to Canaan and to come back. Joseph kindly provided food for their journey. It troubled them to find every man's money in his sack's mouth. Jacob refused at first to allow Benjamin to go, saying, "Me have ye bereaved of my children. Joseph is not, and Simeon is not, and ye will take Benjamin away?" Reuben and Judah promised to see Benjamin back home safe. When the famine became sore in the land, Jacob consented for Benjamin to go. He exhorted his sons to take him a present of choice fruits to the man, and prayed God to have mercy upon him, saying, "If I be bereaved of my children, I am bereaved." When they arrived, Joseph had dinner and lodging prepared for them, treated them kindly, and inquired particularly about his father. When he saw Benjamin, his mother's son, his heart yearned over his brother, and he sought where to weep. And he entered into his chamber and wept there. Joseph's brethren were surprised that he observed the Hebrew custom in arranging and serving them at the table. Now, number four is Judah's noble plea for Benjamin. And they were returning the second time. They were arrested on the charge of having stolen Joseph's cup. And they said that he in whose possession the cup might be found should die, and the rest would become Joseph's bondman. The steward replied that he would make a bondman only of the one who might have the cup, and the rest should be blameless. To their profound astonishment, when the search was made for the cup, it was found in Benjamin's sack. Then they rent their clothes, returned to Joseph, and pled for Benjamin in earnest and an unselfish manner, which convinced Joseph that they did not hate Benjamin as they hated him.